Ghost Beast!
Ghost Beast.
Ghost Beast!
Horror podcast. I think I was scratching my belly.
You were. You tend to do that.
A horror podcast. I'm Todd.
I'm Becca.
And together we're going to watch every horror movie ever made, which is why today we watched Together from 2025. I will say this mission to watch everything has been pretty nice because it's an excuse to like go out and see everything.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying that, even though it means also watching stuff that's like not great just for the sake of completion.
Yeah.
It's a fun way to stay on top of stuff. This movie, directed by Michael Shanks, and it looks like this is his first feature film. Now, I think it's impossible to talk about this without addressing the controversy. Because there was the lawsuit that accused them of stealing this idea. I think both of us went into this kind of like ready to give it shit, I want to say.
Yeah.
Like, I think that colored kind of how I saw it, because at the end of the day, I think this is a really good horror movie.
Yeah.
But I think we both kind of struggled with unpacking maybe some of the messaging and like what it was about. We'll get into that later. But I do think like that was colored by like being ready to criticize it, I think. So you said, was the lawsuit like thrown out?
I don't know for sure. That's just something I read on the internet. I haven't been able to like find an article to confirm it.
It's interesting. Yeah, I don't know the legalities around all this, but like from what I've heard, because I tried to watch the short called Better Half that inspired this, but like inspired this. That accused
it.
That accused it of copying the idea.
Yeah.
I guess for those who don't know, the people who created that, they pitched this idea to Alison Brie and Dave Franco, and apparently they passed on it. At least that's what they're saying. But then they come out with this later, and it's like very similar. From what I could tell, I think it was only shown at like some festivals. Because I really wanted to watch it first. But I have read some spoilers. Like, before we saw it together, I read stuff about, like, the ending. And I think I was ready, like, okay, apparently it has this very specific thing that happens at the end, which is the same thing that was at the end of Better Half. That's what I heard.
Okay.
And sure enough, it did include this detail. We'll talk about that in spoilers. But it's just hard to... Like, if I have all the correct facts, it's kind of hard to overlook that.
Yeah. I don't know exactly what happened with the lawsuit. But I will say, from knowing all of the similarities, it does seem... It's kind of suspicious.
It's hard because we haven't actually seen it. I'm just going by, like, what other people have said.
If it's true, it's fucked up.
Yeah, so. And that's the thing. It's, like, it's a shame because I think... This was a really good movie. Like, it's...
It was, yeah.
It is, like, there's a surprising amount of both horror and comedy. Because there are parts, especially early on, that are pretty fucking scary. Like,
yes.
It has good jump scares.
Yes. This is the first time I had a jump scare in years, I think, that actually got me. So.
I think that was, like, the first thing you said about it. It was, like, it had such an effective jump scare.
It did. Very effective.
But it's also funny. It's, like, very funny.
It is.
And I really want to avoid talking about the ending.
Don't talk about it.
Oh, thank you. So it's just a shame when you know all this extra stuff. It's like, kind of wish that wasn't there. Because I'd be ready to be like shouting from the rooftops about how good this was if it wasn't for that like shadow, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was unfortunately in the back of my mind the whole time. Because it was like, anytime I'd start to feel like... this enjoyment and actually liking it, I'm like, oh God, but this poor person.
It's complicated.
Yeah.
But I'll still give them some credit. It was still like, it was very good.
It was.
And I think our issue with the relationship in the movie is that, I don't know, we'll have to unpack this more, but it just felt like I couldn't tell if I was supposed to be rooting for these people because they come off in like a very like sympathetic way where you really like the characters.
Yeah.
But then you see how toxic their relationship is. And I don't know. It's like that was the thing that we like flip flopped on the most, I think.
Yeah.
Cause I think if it's intending to show this specific kind of like toxic codependent relationship, does that pretty effectively.
Yeah, it does.
It sucks.
Well, I did see somewhere, I think it was Bloody Disgusting, had a quote from them where this is supposed to be about a toxic relationship.
Okay.
So
that's just, maybe it's because they're just so fucking likable.
They
it's
are. Like individually, individually, each character is so likable, but like yeah. them together is like, which, hey, maybe that was well done. Like they brought the worst out of each other. That's for sure.
Yeah. So yeah, it was really fun though. I'm glad we still just decided like we got to see it. Cause I was like, man, when I first heard about all this stuff a while ago, I was like just so ready to boycott this shit and just be like, fuck that. But I don't know, I guess because it didn't really go anywhere after that and because I couldn't see the original,
yeah,
it's just hard to say. But it's still, it's a very good movie.
Mm-hmm.
As far as a content warning, I think that toxic relationship maybe is like something to be aware of because it is very like authentic in how it portrays this certain kind of relationship. And maybe felt a little too familiar to me.
To me too.
Yeah. Maybe from past relationships.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's very effective at that. But it kind of, at the same time, it does make fun of itself. And it manages to create comedy out of that. Mm-hmm. So it's, I guess it's still, in a way, it's kind of fun to laugh at those past awful relationships.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say. You got anything else before we get spoilers?
Nope.
Then let's get to spoilers. So I guess before we get into the movie, let's talk about that relationship a bit. I think what was so tough is that, like, it's like we said before, it is like there are these two very likable people that you're rooting for, but constantly there are just things between them that happen that feel like, it's the kind of stuff that feels like you can't walk back from that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it's this back and forth that, again, is like a little too familiar.
Mm-hmm.
But it crosses so many boundaries that at the end, when they just decide to become one, it just feels like, ooh, I don't know, man. Like, this feels like the worst idea.
Yeah. I think now knowing that it is, that is the intention, it does make me think, like, there is a real horror in that. Like, being tied to that person for the rest of your life.
That's true.
Is a real horror. I think it kind of works there.
I completely agree with that. It's just that, like, the ending is played in such a positive way. That it's like, that's what got confusing. Like, they were accepting each other. I don't know if it's meant to be, like, that they just decide to accept each other, like, warts and all. But it still is like, I don't know. Like, I think what really got me, and I know it got you too, was when she made the comment about his parents.
Oh, yeah. That felt so...
I was like,
that
was, whoa.
That kind of took me out of the movie for a second when I saw that, because I was like, whoa, how do you say something like that to your partner? That's crazy.
Yeah, especially after he just told her about this trauma that I guess he hadn't told anyone else, really. Yeah, to like immediately use that against it was like, God damn. Yeah. Like, that made me like her way less after that. That was just so crazy.
It was definitely a jarring moment. And I guess if that is what we're supposed to interpret, I mean, it was done well because, like, Jesus.
It's like I said, it's effective. It's just like, it's complicated. But that was, it was funny because when we came out of theater, I think we were both like, I think we really were affected
by
this, like, the specific, like, depiction of a relationship. Because we were both just like, man, fuck that. I don't know about that. I don't like how it glorified that.
Yeah.
And then we had to sit on it for a bit to be like, all right, I guess it was effective.
Yeah.
At what it was portraying.
I mean, it definitely made me feel something. Not what I was expecting, but yeah. And I mean, that's okay. And reflecting back on it, it makes sense. I think it's just jarring. I think we've seen so many like rom-com horror movies now. I think there was like a slight, I mean, like they're both extremely funny people. So I was like, okay, maybe we're getting something a little along Hard Eyes.
There's almost a little bit of rom-com in here. Yeah. I think that's just the characters. You know?
Yeah. I mean, they're both comedians.
But it's like, it's a fun concept. You can see how this is the kind of movie that kind of starts at the end and works its way back from there. But it has like some interesting enough lore to it. Because I guess the idea from the jump is they are moving across the country so she can take a job as an elementary school teacher.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was such a thing. But considering the house that considering the house that they move into, that was a big fucking house. Mm-hmm. And I kept thinking, like, she's an elementary school teacher and he is, like, unemployed. So how are we affording this giant house?
I might be wrong, but I think it might be, like, part of her job. Like, they maybe provide housing or something. Because the other teacher was in the same area. I don't know.
So it's propaganda for moving to small towns, I guess.
Sure.
But it was, like, it was definitely the typical, like, horror movie house that's, like, really huge and extravagant for no reason. Mm-hmm. But they kind of get into it right away when they're, like, hiking and they fall into this weird underground church. Mm-hmm. With all these bells all over the place. Yeah. I don't know what the bells are about.
I don't know. It's a church. That's probably going to be bells. I think that's where some of the symbolism comes in, probably from Plato's theory.
Yeah. I know you already had feelings about this whole concept of soulmates.
Well, I was first really introduced to it by watching Hedwig and the Angry Inch when I was in college.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, falling in love with that movie, and it's still a movie I really love.
I need to see that.
Yes, you do.
I have no idea what it's about.
Well, maybe you can go in blind.
Okay.
But if you haven't seen it, you should see it. It's a very good movie. There is a song called The Origin of Love, and that talks about Plato's theory in his symposium about being doomed to the earth by being split in half, because you were a creature with four arms and four legs, two perfect halves of each other. And I've always loved that. And when I heard that song, that always stuck with me. And I thought it was really cool to see it in a horror movie. I wish they would have pushed the concept a little bit, but it was really cool to see that.
Not surprised that the whole soulmate concept resonated with you, because I remember kind of early in our relationship, you asked me about if I believed in soulmates.
Mm-hmm.
I think we were watching like 90 Day or some bullshit like that. It made us think about it.
Yeah.
And I remember telling you that I didn't believe in them.
Yes, I remember that too.
And I remember that kind of upsetting you. And I've always regretted that. But I think it's more because the longer that we were together in this relationship, the more that I kind of turned around on that idea.
Mm-hmm.
My past relationships just kind of made me believe in that idea that, you know, you're supposed to make a lot of concessions in a relationship. And there's that idea of like, oh, you know, you always have to compromise in a relationship. And I kind of took that to mean that, like, you know, there's going to be things about your partner you don't like, and there's things that aren't going to work out very well in your relationship, but you just have to kind of deal with it and figure out how to work through that together anyways. Because it just felt like, well, you're never going to find someone who's perfect. So you just have to put up with a lot of bullshit. And I guess the longer that I was with you, the more I realized that that whole concept is bullshit. And I guess that it made me realize, like, yeah, I think soulmates are a very real thing.
Yeah.
And I'm very lucky that I found mine.
I feel very lucky, too. But I do think that the concept you're speaking of, I mean, like, that is kind of like, I think a lot more people believe that too, you know?
Yeah.
And I seriously do think that it might have been Hedwig and the Angry Inch that really, like, changed something in my brain, because I don't know. It's just like, honestly, that makes sense to me. That does make sense to me. I mean, how beautiful is that anyway? It's painful, but it's also beautiful.
It's a very romantic concept. I think that's why I saw it as being kind of like, yeah, whatever. Like, sounds nice, but I don't know if that's very realistic. But I think what I have learned from you is that I guess compromise kind of does exist in any relationship when you have two people. But compromise doesn't mean putting up with shit that you don't like.
Yeah.
It means changing things about yourself that maybe needed to be changed.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It just made me see this in a very different way, and I feel very lucky.
Me too.
But you made me realize that, and it's made me regret saying that I didn't believe in soulmates.
You don't need to regret it. Even though I learned about that whole concept pretty early on in my life, I want to say I was like 19, maybe 18 or 19 when I saw that. I was still in really bad, shitty, abusive relationships, and you don't really realize until you kind of wake up out of it for whatever reason.
I guess the lesson is you don't have to be in a toxic relationship just because you think there's nothing better out there. There's always something better. Your soulmate is just out there waiting. Maybe you have to be 30 before you meet them. It's better late than never.
Yeah.
But I can see how all of that would resonate with you. It makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it feels like there is just enough body horror in this. I guess we didn't even talk about that.
I felt like there could have been more body horror.
It is kind of like in the society realm of saving it for this big ending.
Yeah.
But even that, I don't know. It felt like the substance kind of already came and did something like this.
Damn,
you know?
That ending was so good.
Yeah. But then it's like, so I guess for them to merge perfectly, that means that they are soulmates. Because that's the part that like...
is, yeah, that's also the other part of it that I was like confused about, because you could argue they fell in the hole, the water contaminated them, and then they were doomed to that. But that isn't how the theory works.
Well, that's the thing is like, it is mysterious about how this works. Like
and I think
the
that's
fantasy.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's very interesting because it always makes you wonder, like, is there something in the water? Because at first I wondered if it was like some parasite thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like, is it the water itself? Is there something magical about all this?
Is it something that's activated?
Because it did seem like, because there is that part toward the end where we meet the missing hikers and they are just like a fucking monster. And it's this idea of like this pairing like failing. So I wonder if it is like, oh, it only works on certain people.
Well, I think one of the reasons it probably failed is because it looks like the guy like killed himself. And like,
oh, did he?
Yeah,
I couldn't
notice. I think he had like a slash on his neck and it had like a box cutter.
I saw that.
In there. So
wait, was one of the faces dead?
Yeah.
Oh shit! I completely missed that.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess that's what that means.
Yeah, which super terrifying.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, this idea of a church that like this is their thing. It's like this weird cult thing. I thought that was like pretty effective.
Yeah, I thought that was cool. Especially the teacher friend character.
Because
we were both saying how he looked like perfectly like both of those guys in the picture. Because when they show the picture, I'm like, what the fuck? Which one is he? And then I was like, you know,
I feel kind of stupid now, but it was like I didn't really guess that there would be two people combined into one with
no
that character.
I don't think I realized that either.
Okay. I didn't see that coming at all. No. Because it felt like once you learn that he was in this church, even then it was like, well, wait, what happened to the other one?
That's exactly what I was thinking. That was my thought process as well, because I was like, okay, so is the other guy hanging around anywhere? Like, where is he?
Yeah, so that's fun that they actually combine.
Yeah.
Because I think they do a good job. They kind of give it away in the trailers, but all the parts where they're getting drawn to one another.
Yeah.
That stuff was all like, it was very cool and it felt like very scary.
Yeah.
Like you could see the terror in both of them. But even the parts when like one would leave and they'd be like slamming into the wall. That was the part. Do you remember which jump scare?
Oh, yeah.
Because I think...
Definitely.
Which one was it?
It's when he's on his computer.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I was getting to. Because that part in particular, when he's chilling and she comes up to the glass door behind him. Yeah, that was really
I
fucking
think I creepy. Actually jumped out of my seat. Like, it actually scared me. It was very jarring.
It was the way she was sliding around. Yeah. It felt like a fucking Jay horror movie.
Yeah,
it was pretty crazy.
Did. Super creepy.
That was cool.
I do like how they had that door like frosted too, so like you could just kind of
rich ass house.
Yeah, it still would have been scary had you been able to see her whole face, but I think it's even scarier that it was behind that like frosted glass. And I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, it's a very stressful movie.
Yeah,
in general, it's so fucking stressful.
It is stressful.
Especially when it's like it winds up being a little bit of gaslighting with when the guy's the one realizing. You know, and Dave Franco's character, he's the one who starts realizing, like, what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And Alison Brie just does not get it.
Yeah.
Just
she
thinks
does
he's
not
fucking
listen
crazy.
To him at all. That also drove me crazy. Like, oh, God, why wouldn't you take a second to see what he's saying?
I do think the reveal when she goes to his house to get her keys. Mm-hmm. It's like as soon as she went in the door, it did feel like, oh, something's not good here. He's like, where is this guy? So I was like expecting right away that it's like, oh, he's part of this fucking church or something.
Oh, yeah. That became abundantly clear.
But it's just like, it is such a standard horror movie thing of like, he's watching these videos in the other room.
Yeah.
Which, was he trying to show her this stuff like that first time she was there? You remember? Because he was like, oh, I have these wedding videos.
Maybe. I think I might have missed that. Maybe.
Was he trying to like explain everything to her right away?
Well, she kept joking about it being a cult. And it's almost like he was like, yeah.
But it's kind of like, here, let me show you this video of me and my husband combining in the one.
Like a MLM.
I think that would have just changed the way this movie went.
Yeah. But so, she was interrupted by Dave Franco just standing in the window. Oh,
yeah. Which was... Looking like a fucking psycho. That's the thing. It's like, it's the way that he is clearly suffering from this thing. Yeah. But to her, he just looks like this insane, like, stalker boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was...
I think that was like, a perfect line between, like, comedy and terror. Yeah. Because, yeah, that's terrifying. But also, it was just so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. The movie can still be extremely funny. Mm-hmm. But I guess part of it is because you know there's actually some kind of, like, horror fantasy element driving this. It's not just a purely... Well, it's toxic in other ways. But at the end, I think, like, the thing that I'd heard was that Spice World was used in this, and that particular song, I guess that was in the ending of Better Half.
The Spice Girls?
Yes.
Yeah.
And there was some detail, I'm not that up to date on the fucking Spice Girls. It was something about like, it's something with the timeline of like when it was released and the way they reference, like, I guess she gets it in college and it doesn't actually, yeah, whatever. It's some like detail like that that was also in the short.
Okay.
It's just a little ultra specific. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that feels like more than a coincidence.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to say that just happened by accident.
Yeah.
I do think it was a funny scene with the song. It is effective. I wish the body horror would have been pushed a little bit more personally, but it was still good.
Yeah, there was something about like I think there were a lot of great effects with them like pushing together.
When they had to saw themselves apart, that was also
That was pretty crazy. I felt for them because I have one of those tools. Those things fucking suck. They're so unreliable. I feel like they always shake around and shit. Can never get a clean cut with them. But when she goes to use it in the movie, it like almost flies out of her hand. I was like, oh man, I feel that. I would not want to use that fucking thing. But yeah, that final shot though of them standing there in that big like mush together form. There was something about that looked a little off.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was like the lighting or something, but that like, it felt too like computer generated.
Yeah, that was exactly what I was going to say. I think there's just something special about practical effects. Like, I mean, you can mesh the two together, marry them perfectly together, but how cool would it have been if that was like kind of practical?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. There's nothing against computer effects, but like, not you. But it just doesn't quite have that punch for something like this. I mean, that's what I'm saying about The Substance kind of eating their lunch with this because that looked so much more effective.
Yeah.
And that used a lot of computer effects.
It did. But it also used with practical effects.
Yeah. But I was a little thrown off by that final shot when they come to the door.
Oh, yes.
It's like, okay. And what happens next? Like, are his parents just like, oh.
So oh, you guys, finally melded in.
You guys melded together. It's a one non-binary thing. I wish I could be more upbeat about this, but
it's hard. Just hard. It'd be one thing if it was dismissed and found, you know, very little or no similarities. But I just think there's just too many things. And had they never crossed paths either, that would also be another thing. But they know this person, they've talked to this person, and there are just too many things that line up. So it's kind of uncomfortable.
I need to see if there are any updates or anything.
Yeah.
Maybe it's all been vindicated. I don't know.
Maybe, I don't know.
But you can go to GhostBeast.com for all our links. You can also search for GhostBeast Pod, and you can follow GhostBeast on Letterboxd, where we rank everything we cover. How about this? above Totally Killer and below May.
Yeah, that works.
That is number 80 on our list. And you can contact us at podcast@ghostbeats.com. I think next week we're going to see Weapons.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of starting to hit now, all the big horror movies.
Yeah, another one with controversy.
Does it?
They used AI in their trailers.
Forgot about that, sons of bitches.
Stop using that AI. Stop it, you sloppers.
Bye.